You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
Since today's show is all about water, we decided to play you a sound that some of you have heard us play before.
I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry lands, I should walk faster, the dry lands springs of water.
Is this a rerun of the water temple out in Sunol? I think this is a rerun. Julie?
That's our Audiograph superfan, Glenn. And Glenn, you are right. We did first play that for you back in 2013. That was after a listener called in and told me about a place that's a shrine to the water we drink. So I went to visit, and I met someone who told me all about it.
My name is Betsy Rhodes. I work with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission out here in the Sunol Valley, and we are standing in front of the Sunol Water Temple. It's a classic Roman-style, Greek and Roman-style temple. It was actually built to imitate the Temple of Vesta in Italy. It was constructed in 1910. There's an inscription on the top of the temple that I forget, but it's from the Bible.
Can we walk around and will you
sure,
read it to
sure.
me as we go?
So I will make the wilderness a pool, as I'm reading around the top of the inscriptions here of the Corinthian columns. And the dry lands, I should walk faster, the dry lands, springs of water. The water temple was constructed by Spring Valley Water Company, which was the predecessor to the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. And it was built upon the confluence of three historic water sources for our customers back then in 1910 to commemorate the higher purpose of water delivery. So what once was a shack is now this gorgeous water temple that really looks like it's straight out of, you know, ancient Greece and Rome.
What is the higher purpose of water delivery?
I guess from my perspective, it's that people can turn on their taps and they get their water, and that it's there when they need it.
And how is this water connected to Hetch Hetchy?
It is connected to Hetch. Well, not these literal waters, but this system is part of the Hetch Hetchy regional water system. If you're a drop of water, let's say, and you're in Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, you go down a complex system of pipelines and tunnels and you travel across, literally across the state of California until you hit a portal in the Sunol Valley over there where it officially enters the Bay Area. And then it passes underneath Sunol Valley. And, by the way, the cool thing is this was built, the system, Hetch Hetchy system was built in the 20s and 30s. Water goes from Hetch Hetchy Reservoir to the peninsula using only gravity. No pumping. Pretty amazing that they were able to accomplish that feat.
This is so fascinating.
Isn't it fun?
And what I really love too is that, so I'm here because a listener called me and said, you know, a sound that you should go out and record is a sound at the water temple. And that is why, that gives us this way to learn all of this information, just basic information about how the water comes out of your tap.
And about watersheds and the importance of water and the importance of, you know, preserving our natural resources. It's all tied up into one, really.
That was Betsy Rhodes of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. Now, a lot of you recognize the sound for the Sunol Water Temple. Our winner this week is Jeff Gilman. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt, and those t-shirts are really cool.
This is Doug Carlson. I'm an Audiograph winner from a couple of weeks ago. I got my t-shirt, and it is swell.
End of message.
For the rest of you, we would love to hear from you. Do you have ideas for where we should record? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for listening, thanks for calling, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.